Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, I have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, good people?
And on this podcast, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank the listeners and the watchers for supporting. Yes. And as always, before we start the show, we always go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be movies, music, books, TV shows, other podcasts. So, Leek.
I've been playing that Finesse 2 time, honestly. Yeah. The 90 Days Out, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been bumping that, and what else I've been listening to? Big X the Plug, too. Just his old discography, really. I don't think he got, like, an album or anything, y'all. He's just been dropping singles tight time, but okay. I've been fucking with him, too.
I don't know. I haven't been tuned into nothing, for real. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I still got that SZA rotation. That's a great album.
Okay. Did you get a chance to listen to Smino album?
Nah.
That's a decent album. Like, he made my top five. You know what I'm saying? On my Spotify. I've been bumping that.
Alright. I mean, I might check that out when I leave here, for real. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that's me. No drum was I. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. Love for Rent.
Alright, so,
capping, I don't know.
Alright, so first topic. So, there's a video of, I think his name is Troy Bond, a comedian. Mm-hmm. There was a heckler at his show, and she basically was mad that he was a white man making jokes about black people. Mm-hmm. And he was just letting her have it and shit. Like, he made her cry and all that. So, yeah. Leek, how do you feel about
that? I feel people should know when they go to a comedy show, especially a live comedy show. Yeah. That's not like, well, I mean, even a stadium when this would probably be the same if you're sitting in the front type time. Mm-hmm. But like, if you in an intimate setting like that was, just know that the comedian, he gonna crack jokes. Mm-hmm. That's what they're there to do. That's what you pay for. You paid to hear some jokes. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if the joke may be a little offensive, mm-hmm. I could see where she would get upset. And I feel like that's okay as well. But, you know, you still got to be an adult. Mm-hmm. Like, woman up, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Grab hubby. Look, I ain't really feeling this. I ain't comfortable. Uh-huh. He should understand as a man and get up out of there. That's how I look at that. But the heckle and make a scene like she did, I mean, it kind of made it a better show.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel for the husband, though, or date partner, or whoever the gentleman might be, or uh-huh. woman might be, whatever, because people different. But, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. But, yeah, if your partner fill it away, he's like, all right, let's just get out of here. Don't stop the comedian from doing his job.
Yeah.
But it do make a better show.
I mean, like, when it comes to jokes, I can't tell somebody how to react to a joke. Like, if they feel offended, they feel offended.
Right.
At the same time, though, you're going to yell at a comedian on stage and in her mind, bro, in her mind,
yeah.
Did you think she really thought he wasn't gonna say nothing back? I don't know, bro. He cracked jokes for a living. Like, literally.
Like you paid to see it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know what she expected out of that.
I can't call it.
He called her Kamala Harris, and that's when she broke down. I was like, yo. Nah, and then the fact she was calling him out of his name and all that shit, calling him a bitch. I'm like, yo.
Like, definitely was heckling.
I'm not mad at what he did.
I couldn't be either. You just got, yo, go watch a video.
Shout out to Troy. Yeah. Shout out to Troy Bond, though. Yeah, that was a funny video. So, moving on to a more serious topic. Mm-hmm. There's a viral video going around of a mother cutting her daughter's hair for a punishment. So, Leek, how do you feel about that?
You know, I've seen it, you know, in boys plenty of times growing up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of punishment, you know, you fucking up in school, in the house, uh-huh. parent don't know what to do, all right, you ain't gonna get that fresh cut. You know what I'm saying? You won't get the goddamn George, what's his name? You know what I'm saying?
George Jefferson.
You won't get the George Jefferson and shit. Like, you know what I mean? But as far as a daughter, man, that was not mine. But it's like, at the same time, it's like, it's serious, but at the same time, you could also look at it as she's just disciplining her child. She could just be at her wit's end as a parent.
Yeah.
Which she explained at the end of the video with, you know, with the daughter and whatnot, which is cool. But for the fact that you even had to explain yourself to that extent kind of kind of shows that she even knew that maybe it was a little...
Yeah.
But again, just as a parent, she was at her wit's end and it's fuck it. You know what I mean? And
I mean,
I don't know. I don't want to judge on that.
I mean,
I don't want to judge too much on that.
I know for me, like recording them punishing their child will forever be corny to me. So in that aspect, okay. And I also think like cutting your child's hair is kind of
yeah.
Like now they got a fucked up hairline or their hair gonna come out looking crazy. Facts. All because they got an F on their report card, or they got an F on a test,
right?
Or they didn't wash the dishes when you told them, like shit like that, even at the wit's end though, like that's a life changing. Like I'm not gonna say it's not that deep, but it's still like it's a life changing, like thought process. Cause like with me, like I don't like my hair short for real.
Mm-hmm.
So if let's say as a kid I grew my hair, my mom did that shit to me, I would hurt. I ain't gonna lie.
Really?
Yes. Yes. I don't like.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like.
Okay.
I don't know. Like that's kind of that was out of pocket.
I will say sometimes embarrassment would be your best teachings.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
You feel what I'm saying? So like, let's just say you know, messing up in school.
Yeah.
Right. Let's just go with that. Even though that's not serious enough to do it, but let's just roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
And she like, you know what? I keep telling you, you got to bring at least a C. You got all these D's and F's. Snip, snip. But she come back, and she actually start to pay attention in school because she remembered that embarrassment. From now, you having to go to school looking like that. You see what I'm saying? So it.
So wait, so you're cool with that?
I'm not cool with it. Because like I said, not mine. Not, oh, Jesus, not my baby. Not mine. She need every hair on her head. But for me to judge too much on it as a parent, I grew up, some parents left, like, welts on their kids.
Oh, yeah, feel what I'm saying? Yeah, nah.
So for me to trip over here, that's going to grow back. But it's like, at the same time, not mine. That's your business. Like,
I mean, like, why can't you just go up to the school and just sit in the classroom? That shit right there is embarrassing.
That was definitely.
Okay. And that was a good kid in school. That's the crazy shit. Like, goddamn.
It's like, damn, yo, Terrell, man.
Like, that shit's embarrassing. Like, damn, you got to cut my hair. Could just slide up to the school.
That's a fact. Everybody got their opinion on it. Like, I mean. Yeah.
Bro, I'm not cutting my kid's hair.
Yo, not mine.
Nah, I'm not.
Not mine.
But nah, though. So, moving on. As y'all know, like a few weeks ago, Brittany Griner finally got released.
Yeah,
she got released for a trade for the Merchant of Death, Victor Boot. I think that's how you pronounce his name. So, Leek, what's your take on this?
Man, thank God she's free, right? Because that her being in there, she was definitely just a pawn and casualty of war, so to speak.
Yeah.
But the trade-off, I mean, maybe goddamn America got to look at the NBA sometime in NFL to figure out what's good trades. I don't think that was a good trade-off. Like, that's literally the plug for the weapons. you let him out for a basketball player?
I don't know. It's funny because they was calling him
Thank God she free, though.
Nah, because it's funny.
She was saying free Brittany Griner, but, I mean, it's at funny. The same time, I was like, nigga, it's him?
Nah, it's funny because they was calling him Tom Brady. As soon as he got out, he was ready to go to war.
Right.
But, I mean, thank God she's free.
Thank God she's free.
It was an uneven trade. Both things can definitely be true. But my thing is, it's like, I want to know how many people knew about this had to happen in order for her to get free before she actually got free. Because I'm seeing a lot of people who probably didn't even know who Victor Boot even was mad at the world at this shit. Like, it's like in an uproar.
I mean, to paint kind of devil's advocate, though, they went and show them the first go around where people was like really tripping about Brittany Griner being in it. Yeah. That was the first thing they threw out there. And Russia denied. That was, I don't know how many months, but that was a while back. Mm-hmm. Folks should have did that homework then.
Nah, but you know they didn't. So it's like they mad. Like I'm not gonna say they mad. I'm not gonna say they mad for nothing, but it's like
nah, you mad for nothing.
Y'all just put no, I'm talking about mad about the trade.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like folks should have been mad the first go around, to be real. Yeah. Because when I saw it, I was like, damn. For him, I was like, yo, thank God Russia denied it. Yeah. But then, you know, fast forward to today's time, thank God she's free. But I'm like, damn, for him?
I mean, shit, I don't know, yo.
I don't know.
Yeah, like I said, it's definitely uneven. Thank God she's free. But I just need, like, the fake, like, politics. Like that, like, the fake political takes to, like, die down. Like, y'all did not know about this dude a month ago, and now all of a sudden you...
Yeah, like, man. They knew for sure that was going to pop off. Hell nah. Like, so once Russia denied it, from when I seen it, I was just like, oh, shit. Then I know it's like, hey, they did the swap. What?
Yeah, like, it was a straight-up trade, too. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And it's crazy how, like, we're talking about, like, it's like a sports trade or some shit. Like it's just like, oh.
That shit really happened.
Oh, that's like LeBron for KD. Yeah, cool. Like, hey, what? Like, no.
That shit really just happened. Yeah.
So, yeah.
They traded one shooter for another.
She's not a shooter.
She's not. That's right. She be in the paint, right? Yeah. Yeah, facts. You know what I mean.
Yeah,
bad joke.
I know. Come on. Nah, there was another joke I saw. But I ain't going to say it on camera.
See, Dev?
Nah, that shit was funny.
It's not your joke.
Nah, it's not. Nah, I ain't seen it on camera.
Bad. I ain't going to push.
Yeah. So, another celebrity had recently got released from prison as well.
Yes, sir.
So, rapper, my brother, Gunna.
Gunna. Thank God he's free.
Oh, my God. He is out.
Snatched. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I ain't going to go away yet.
He got out. What was it? He got time served.
Yeah.
And then he got like 500 hours of community service.
Yes. That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
that seemed like a lot.
Not really, bro. Because you got to think. How long do you think like average community service is?
I mean, when I had mine, I was down there doing 8 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. You probably going to do more for real.
I mean, yeah.
Get the kids. I think they count all that.
Yeah, they gonna count on it. Yeah. So, do a toy drive because you got to know and shit. Yeah, that's gonna count. So, Leek, how do you feel like getting out?
Yes, ma'am. Yo, shout out to Donna. Yo, Donna showed the video. See, before I saw the video, I just gotta keep it 100. Before I saw the video, I was just like, all right, like, they got you free. You know what I'm saying? You know, he didn't really need to be in that situation overall. Clearly, he's just an artist. He's not really. At least that we know of, alleged, in the gang life and all that. So I get that he's, you know, exactly what he's doing. And honestly, he's kind of doing the right thing, just to be all the way 100. I feel like any man in his situation, 9 times out of 10, Doug's lawyers and Gunna's lawyers talked together and constructed this. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, all right, it happened. But at the same time, that nigga, hey, bruh. Look at the video. You tell me. I ain't even going to say it. You tell me. Motherfucker, Freddie Gibbs going in. Yo, yes, ma'am.
Man.
Is it a music group and a gang? Yes, ma'am. He had to do it like that, bro. Yo,
I mean.
He going to be a me forever.
Listen, man.
Got a case. Yo, listen. Before you even go away, I got a question to add on that. Can he honestly kind of come back from this? That's like my main question. Because as soon as he say some slick shit, it's going to be a rapper that going to put that on a diss track. On the intro. Mean, off rip. I know it.
you got some people that don't give not one fuck about that shit. Because you got to think like that. like that one Mexican dude from New York still selling out shows and whatnot.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
So it's like I really can't. I mean, that's damn, bro. That's all I can say.
The video was bad.
That video made it look crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
Video, woo.
Wow. I can't even speak on that shit, yo. That
video looked crazy. Speechless.
Yo, I can't even. I really can't say shit about that. Yo, that's damn, bro.
Thank God he's free.
Yeah, thank God he's free.
Yo. But yeah.
Yeah. Woo. So yeah, how you think Thug's gonna do?
Man, from the video photo I saw, my man looking worried.
Yeah, like he came in the suit. The little
he wasn't even comfortable like that. You could tell. Like,
yeah, like he was like, damn, he about to do some.
I mean, the right hand man snitch.
Yeah.
Or did a plea deal. That's what you want. Word it. So, man. And then they just added like 4 more charges or something like that on Thug, from my knowledge.
I think I seen something like that.
Okay. That might be
cap,
but.
I mean, damn, yo. That's Thug was looking a little disoriented. Like,
I will say, if he do get time, though, on a serious note, I hope he don't get, like, that much time. Like,
nah, I don't think.
Damn near at least, like, 3 years. Like, don't. Like, he do a lot of great things as well.
Yeah.
Like,
he's gonna sit and cap on that.
Like,
yeah, he's a community man.
Like, yeah. Yes, like, at heart, he's really a community man. So, like, that hood needs, you know, those kind of influences. So,
yeah.
On the good stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Not the alleged things. Yeah. As of this recording. You know, we gotta add that.
Yeah. So, last topic. So, before we start recording, I told a story about how my old coworker was apparently in a relationship with a girl he never met. And then he, like, he got a video of Shorty.
Mm-hmm.
Having sex with another man sent to his phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lee, how do you feel about dating somebody you never met in person?
That shit don't make sense in my mind. It's not a people of the world, of the internet. You can't really be with a person if you never truly met with them. If you never felt their frequency in a room. I mean, it might be possible. Hopefully, it might be some stories out there. I'm sure there's a percentage that may have worked out and they met together and it just was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it may be a very small percentage. But for the most part, well, we even talked about it, the show Catfish. Like, bruh, it's so many examples of how things could go wrong. Playing with the internet.
Yeah.
Or pen pal or however the fuck y'all doing it. I don't even know these
called
days.
It a pen pal. I mean, it ain't for me. I can tell you that right now.
It makes no sense.
I mean, like, I might slide in a DM. I might.
Of course.
But, like, for
as
me.
You
to,
should.
Like,
shoot your shot.
Like, for me to be like, oh, me and this woman that live 500 miles away from each other in a relationship sounds fucking crazy.
Sounds insane. Like, and then you set yourself up for heartbreak.
Yeah.
Because now you're really invested into this person because you're being genuine to this figure online. Planted futures and 401k plans. Like, baby names and shit.
Yo.
Saying, bro, like, people, like, stop being bamboozled.
I don't
like,
know. Like, this might be a question for somebody else, but I just want to know, like, how do you get that much invested?
Like, from not, yo, after the goddamn first week, if I'm just like texting a person, it's like, all right, when we linking?
I mean, it depends.
For me,
I mean, if she local, I'm not about to put it. I mean, it's gonna eventually, yeah, but like, if we local, I'm not about to put no pressure on that. But I'm also not going to be.
But it's like, yo, where we going for coffee at least? Movie, something. Maybe in the morning. Ain't even got to be on that tight time. I just, I'm not a phone person like that. Like, I'm really not. And I'm trying to learn to be, because, doing, you know, podcasting, music, yeah, and whatnot, like, you kind of have to be. So, but I'm really not. So, it's like, I got to really see you.
I mean, don't get me wrong, me too.
I see how you smell. What if you smell funky? And it's like, I talked to you for a whole week. Like, I feel like I waste my time. Like, it's a
week. I mean,
I saw a girl for 3 weeks this year. She meet her, she smell like feet. Like, you be mad as shit. Let's keep it 100.
Yeah, I'll be mad. I don't know. Yeah, I would be.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's like, I don't know. Like, a week though,
3 weeks of your life.
A week.
A week.
I mean, I'm not mad at it, but like, to like make that a standard, I don't know.
I'm not even saying like a standard. Like, you of course just like go with the flow, but like, yeah, I'm definitely throwing a question. Like,
all right, but I thought you mean? Made that like, yeah, if we ain't linking in a week, me ain't fucking
nah,
each other. Nah.
It ain't that deep. Of course you got, you know what I'm saying, go with the flow. But for the most part, for me, after a week, I'm pretty much like, if I'm texting you constantly, I'm giving you my time.
Yeah.
Yo, what we linking? I was saying, we get 30 minutes of your time, an hour.
For some coffee.
Anything. Starbucks. Whatever she into, bro. It could be a Starbucks hit. I don't see nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? You go about your way, I go about mine. She say, I stink, nigga. She be like, man, I taught this nigga. Smelling musty and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Fuck that nigga. Like, this car dirty. Like, you feel me? Like, I don't know. Right. I gotta meet.
I mean, yeah, I think that should be everybody.
It should be everybody's. Maybe not everybody a week, though. I get it. So, like, this might be a weird question, but, like, how long you feel like it should take to, like, I guess, meet a person that you might just DM online? I've been out the game for a minute, so I don't know. Like, what's the...
I mean, it depends on the conversation. Know. Like, I mean, she's definitely going to be local. Right. I'll tell you that right now.
Right.
But, or, like, not that far away. I mean, I'll go with the flow. Like, I'm not about to press nothing. Like, we can...
So, you'll text a girl for, like, damn it, 3 months. I'll just, hey, how you doing?
It depends on the conversation, though. It depends on the conversation, though.
Okay, I respect that.
Cause like, if it's just like, hey, how you doing? Some shit like that. Like, if we're not really
meshing like that.
Yeah, and then it's whatever. But
you
like,
don't
want
to know about my childhood, how it's going. Like,
some shit like, yeah, like shit like that. But like, if it's like we're like really, really like getting in, like talking and whatnot, it's gonna be sooner rather than later.
Right.
But I mean, if it's like that, I just can't see myself really prolonging this if we're not going to meet in person or nothing.
Real shit.
But nah, you said 3 months.
I mean, I don't, yo, some people, I mean,
I ain't
know,
mad at that either.
It depends. I feel like definitely go with, you know, whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
But like I said, me personally, if I'm talking to you, then it's 7 days straight, I'm thinking about you. It's all right when we linking.
Yeah, I feel you.
Like, it's like a new, I don't want to say a new toy, but like, I'm using that as a reference for like a kid. Like, you know, kid, you get a new video game, like, you excited as shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like, you know, that's how I am. It's like, all right, like, I want to get to know you. I got to feel your energy. I got to see what you about.
But
probably was a bad analogy. I'm sorry if anybody offended. But
yeah, you're going.
That's just how I
objectify women, my nigga?
Definitely no. You know, we love the women. You know what I'm saying? Hey, baby.
Did she even watch?
Hell nah. But you know what I'm saying? Whatever she do, though. Hey, baby.
So, this concludes this week's episode. And as always, we give a final thought to give to the world. So, Leek, what is your final thought?
Man, always, man. Spread more love, not hate. Follow me on all socials. That is just Leek. And appreciate y'all's support. Keep streaming that music. I've been streaming it, too. I appreciate that shit.
Bet. Mine, basically, follow the socials, GCC717 on Twitter, the Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook, Group Chat Chronicles 717 on TikTok and Instagram. Like and subscribe to the YouTube, and shout out Don and Swanee Visuals on the cam. And
always,
I would like to thank everybody for kicking it with us for however long we was here for, and we out.
Peace.